My name is Daniel White III, and welcome to the God Receives Glory, Even from Football, podcast episode number 11. This podcast is based off of my new book of the same name, coming out Thanksgiving Day 2019. I wrote the book because I believe out of all of the national sports, God has received more glory and praise from American football, over the past 100 years as the NFL celebrates 100 years than all of the other sports combined. This episode is chapter 10 of the book titled Offense in Life is Analogous to Going on the Attack. Vince Flynn said a good football team plays offense and defense. You have to be aggressive and disrupt. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The most exciting aspect of American football is offense. Now, I say American football because I want you to know I am not talking about soccer. And I want you to know I am not talking about Canadian football. And I want you to know I am not talking about rugby. None of these other sports, even combined, match up to the logical, wonderful game of strategy and finesse called American football. It is the most loved game around the world, and the Super Bowl is the most important championship of all sports. One of the things that makes football so exciting, other than the strategy that is needed, the intelligence that is needed, and the finesse that is there, is the offense. Someone said, offense sells tickets, defense wins championships. And I believe they are right. In life, too, offense is exciting and extremely important if you want to get things accomplished in the short life that you have. For the Apostle James said in the Holy Bible, Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. So what do we do if we want to have a great offense in life? People who win in life employ several strategies. But most people who have a great offense in life and who win in life do the following things. Number one, they have a daily to-do list. Number two, they have a weekly to-do list. Number three, they have goals for their lives and they strive for those to reach those goals. They get up early in the morning Next, they pray. Next, they read their Bibles. They think. They do. They accomplish the things on the list, and they check them off. And there is nothing better than checking off something that you have fully accomplished. Then they get their necessary sleep. They exercise to win. They eat to win. They dress to win. These are just a few basic things that winning people include in their offense to win in life. And the Super Bowl winners in life, if you will, do most of these things before 9 o'clock a.m. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to write down our strategy and have it to be your strategy for our lives. And then help us, Lord, to work the strategy. Help us to pray. Help us to think. Help us to do. And Lord, give us an awesome offense. And help us to win in life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, the only way you can truly give God the glory through football is to trust His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior, as so many football players have done. Here is how. First, dear friend, here's the plan. Here's the plan. We're in a huddle right now. And here's the play. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news. Hell is bad news. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." That is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. That is, in heaven. So just believe in your heart, dear friend, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. The Bible says so. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever That word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, and white. Everybody is precious in God's sight, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, so that you can be saved. Pray and ask Him to save your soul today. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am a wretch of a person. I've done evil in your sight. I have broken your well-known Ten Commandments. For I have lied before in life. I have stolen things before in life, even from my own family. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. And many other sins have I committed. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins, my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for His sake, amen. May God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.